The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. Today we're going to be talking about the Ulster County Healthy Families Program. Ulster County Healthy Families works to support families with pregnancy and birth planning, child development, access to preventative care, and a lot more, and our guests will tell us all about it. Ulster County Healthy Families is a division of the Institute for Family Health, which is one of our preeminent federally qualified health centers, and we'll also learn about that. Our guests are Erin Castiglione. Erin is the program manager of Ulster County Healthy Families. She's lived in Kingston for 11 years and has worked with Ulster County Healthy Families for over 10 years. And Erin's passion is to support parents through their parenting journey and provide a strength-based approach in assisting families to reach their personal goals and the goals they have for their children. Erin's career at Healthy Families motivated her to go back to school, where she earned her master's degree in psychology with a specialization in child and adolescent development. And Caitlin Cormier is a supervisor with Ulster County Healthy Families and has worked for the program for over 7 years. Caitlin was born and raised in Ulster County and graduated from SUNY New Paltz. Caitlin's favorite part of her role with Healthy Families is collaborating with families to learn new and fun ways for children to reach their milestones. So welcome, Erin and Caitlin.
Hi, Vincent. It's so exciting to be here.
Yeah, it's so nice to have you. So let's start with providing our listeners with a little bit of background about Ulster County Healthy Families. I know it's a division of the Institute for Family Health. Can you just provide our listeners with a little bit of background on IFH and how Ulster County Healthy Families fits in, how it got started, so on and so forth?
Sure. So as you mentioned before, the Institute for Family Health is a federally qualified health center. We have locations in the Mid-Hudson Valley and in New York City. IFH provides primary care, pediatrics, behavioral health, dental services, as well as a variety of community programs. With the Institute being an FQHC, we serve all the community regardless of a person's ability to pay. We offer a sliding scale fee and accept most insurances. And Healthy Families is one of the community programs at the Institute. We are a voluntary home visiting program that works with families from pregnancy through age 5. The program is designed to promote positive parenting and enhance child health and development. Currently, New York is one of 38 states that has the Healthy Families program, and New York alone has over 40 programs across the state, and Ulster County Healthy Families was actually one of the very first 3 programs in New York that started all the way back in 1995, and we were even the first home visiting program that ever held a home visit.
Mm-hmm. And so this is its source is a federal program that's implemented locally, or a nonprofit organization? How does that work?
Yeah, so we're nonprofit. Healthy Families is state funded, but IFH is federally funded.
Mm-hmm. And so you went over a few of the goals. Maybe you can elaborate on those a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. We try to keep our goals very central to all the work we do with families, whether it's a single one-on-one interaction or whether we're having ongoing visits with the family. We're working to support positive parent-child bonding and relationships. We're promoting child development. We're supporting family health and safety and partnering with families to meet their personal and family goals.
Mm-hmm. And so specifically, those are the goals or the higher level view, but how does that manifest in actual services that you provide? Can you talk about those a bit?
Yeah, of course. So to accomplish the goals that we are putting forth in our work, we offer free and voluntary home-based services to families in Ulster County. We provide those supportive services to both expectant families and new parents in Ulster County. Parenting is tough, to say the least. I don't know if I've met anyone who would argue otherwise.
Amazing, but tough.
Yeah, it's worth it, but it's work. So what we're doing is we're aiming to support families to manage the changes and the new needs that are often coming after the birth of a baby. We conduct home visits with one family member or, you know, a multitude of the family in their home. We do let them decide what family means to them, whether or not it's biological and blood related family or the family that people have built around them by choice. We offer to meet with them in their homes long term, and we partner with the caregivers to support the family with positive parent-child interaction, like the healthy child development. We help set and achieve personal and family goals. And when necessary, we help families learn about and get connected to community resources.
Mm-hmm. And so just out of curiosity, what are some of the, can you provide some examples of the particular challenges that new parents have? Is it just because it's such a sharp learning curve, or are there things that stand out that you see, you know, over and over with the families you work with?
Yeah, for sure. So yes to both. There are specific challenges that I think most everybody is going to face. Sleeplessness does not necessarily lend itself well to clear-headedness, problem solving, stress reduction, and coping. So you know, we are there helping families weed through that exhaustion, that cloudy-headedness that comes with the lack of sleep. We are helping families work through questions about, you know, feeding and nutrition habits, whether to breastfeed or bottle feed. We're working with families to figure out, you know, what feels like the best fit in terms of connection with a prenatal care provider, a postnatal care provider, a pediatrician. We are working with families to manage the day-to-day schedule that suddenly gets turned on its head when suddenly there's this new baby who can't be put down. Life has to go on around some of these families. Maybe it's their first child, but maybe it's their fourth child. And so now it's like, well, how do I make everything I need to happen for my family while also really lovingly manage the needs of this beautiful newborn baby? And so we're there to really help hold that family's space, to help be there with them, to help see them in their journey, to hear them in their story, and to partner with them and collaborate with them to identify the best way they feel is to navigate through these more challenging moments, while maintaining their family's values and morals and upholding their goals and their passions.
And generally speaking, what stage of the pregnancy or birth do you usually get involved in? Is it well before the baby is born, when parents are thinking about having a child, or maybe a single parent, or after the fact, or is it all of the above?
So with our program, we aim to start with families prenatally. But if you have a baby who is under 3 months of age, is another way that you can become involved with the program. And once you're in the program, you then can stay with us until your child turns 5 years old or enters kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. And so do you, another point of curiosity, are a large percentage of your clients single parents or not?
I would say that there's a pretty even balance split between, I guess, textbook single parenthood, in contrast to parents who might not have a co-parenting partner, but co-parent with other generations in their homes. We have a far many families who are together and maybe not married in terms of the caretakers. And then mm-hmm. we also work with many families who are married. So we see it all, and we happily work with anyone, not dependent on what support system is available. We have families who are, they are so deep in the support system. And then we also have families who really, really need some extra support and an extra, you know, ear to bend and shoulder to lean on.
Mm-hmm. And so, in briefly, while we have time in the first segment here, so what really makes the program unique? What makes it, like, say, different from the WIC program or maybe the services that Planned Parenthood offers or other? Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are some parallels, but what makes it really unique? What is the main, you know, selling point, so to speak?
Yeah. So I would say that the main selling point for us is that we completely focus on building the relationship with the family. It is personalized. It is uniquely designed around the wants, the needs, the desires, and the passions of whichever family we're talking about. It is built around you as our participant families. So we're using a model. It's relationship-based. It's family-centered. It is culturally sensitive, and it is strength-based.
Amazing. Really, really great work. And I'm sure our listeners want to know a lot more about it. But first, we're just going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these words.
Heart attacks won't wait. If you ever have symptoms of a heart attack, you need to get to the nearest emergency department, preferably one with the technology and expertise to stop a heart attack in its tracks. Health Alliance Hospital, right here on Broadway in Kingston, has expanded cardiac services, including catheterization and electrophysiology. Now, for many people, Health Alliance in Kingston is the closest option to find treatment of clogged arteries, irregular heartbeats, and to limit damage from a heart attack already in process. For the first time, we have these advanced heart health services based right here in Ulster County. This expansion is part of a larger plan to bring advanced cardiac services to Ulster County and the surrounding communities. If you have heart attack symptoms, do not wait. Call 911 and get to the closest emergency department. At Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston, we are ready to see you now. That's Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston. WMC Health. Advancing care here.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and today we're talking about Ulster County Healthy Families, really great program that supports families in pregnancy, birth planning, child development, access to care. And our guests are Erin Castiglione, who's Program Manager for Ulster County Healthy Families, and Caitlin Cormier, who's a Supervisor for Ulster County Healthy Families. So Caitlin and Erin, before the break, we were talking about, you know, what really makes Ulster County Healthy Families really unique. You know, what is its core value to families? And it sounds like there's a whole lot of value there. But talk to us a little bit more, if you would, elaborate on who the program serves and who is eligible. How do people get to the program? Is it by referral? Can anybody go? Is it a particular group?
Yeah, so truly our program is really for anyone and everyone who lives in Ulster County who is either pregnant or currently caring for a child 3 months or younger. Really, that's it. It's that simple and easy to know if you are eligible. We don't have any restrictions on our eligibility, so there's no guidelines on things like income or gender, immigration status, sexual orientation, education. We are truly for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And so, is it a situation where people call you? Is it a referral from an OBGYN or midwife? Or talk about the variety of ways in which people get to you.
Yes, absolutely. So getting connected with Ulster County Healthy Families is really easy, and we have several options. So you can connect with us by calling our office at 845-339-8551 or email us at uchealthyfamilies@institute.org. All we need is your name, birthday, address, phone number, and your due date or the child's date of birth if the child's already born. Families can be referred by other providers or organizations, or you can call us yourself.
Mm-hmm. And you visit people in your home. So from your notes. And so talk to us a little bit about your staffing structure. What positions and roles do you have in your staff so that you people know, you know, what those services are?
Yes. So we have currently 12 amazing people on our team. We have 6 family support specialists who are the workers that do the ongoing support and visiting with families. We have 1 family resource specialist who does an initial, what we call a get to know you visit, and also helps with our outreach for the program. We have 3 supervisors. We have a program assistant and myself, the program manager. We've all been hired right here from the Mid-Hudson Valley. And we make sure that our team reflects the cultural diversity that we see here in our community. So currently our team has 6 bilingual members. We have 4 staff who speak Spanish, and we have 2 staff who speak Urdu, Hindi, and Punjabi.
Wow. We have to borrow some of those people for translations. I just, you know, visiting the New York City Department of Health, they, you know, I do the public health messaging for the health department here in Ulster mm-hmm. County. They publish everything they do in 19 different languages.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing.
It's amazing, right? You talk about the diversity. So the services are completely free. Is that correct? Or is it an insurance situation or what?
Nope, it is completely free. We do not need your insurance information, and you do not need to have insurance in order to be enrolled in the Healthy Families program.
Mm-hmm. And so run us through what that get to know you visit looks like. I mean, once a family gets, you know, signed up and they have their first visit from your team, talk to us about that.
Yeah. So again, we do try to, you know, just like today, keep things comfortable, you know. So during a getting to know you visit, we're going to come to you in the comfort of your own home. Life is plenty stressful enough, so you don't have to worry about, you know, changing out of your pajamas or cleaning up before we get there. We want to take you as you are and meet with you in your home to find out about what it is that drives your family. We're learning about your family's interests, what you like, what you're passionate about, what you enjoy doing together, what goals that you want to achieve, what barriers you might be facing as a family that you'd like to collaborate on, what excites you about being a parent, or, you know, what excites you about your child. Using that information, our resource specialists, Rachel or Diana, can then collaborate with the rest of our team to pair a family with a support specialist that is going to be working together ongoing to address the needs that the family expressed that they had, or to accomplish the goals that the family is looking to work towards.
That's amazing. It seems like it's really a holistic approach. And quite frankly, I wish that I had known about this program when we had our daughter.
It's few and far between that you have the opportunity to experience a program like this that is truly from the ground up built completely around your family individually mm-hmm. and uniquely.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, because I got married a little bit later in life than average, you know, and for my wife and I both, you know, we were very much an adult world. You know, we like, you know, our favorite stores had nothing to do with, you know, like, you know, the kids sex, you know, the infant section in, you know, Burlington or one of those places, you know, where that, it was like more like the Harley Davidson store or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Or IKEA. But it's amazing how little we, I mean, you know, we were both fairly well educated, public health, how little certainly I knew about the subject. You know, it was a really steep learning curve.
Yeah. And it's what's also what I find interesting with the amount of time that I've been here and families that I've worked with is, you know, you think you know something in a sense, and then all of a sudden research changes. And then it's, you know, used to be that you would give cereal in a bottle, and now research is saying not to do that. And it's like, well, you know, there's so much information that you can learn on Google, but what information is new, or which way do I go? And I think our program really helps families be able to gather all that information to then make the choice that they feel is right for them.
Yeah. And sometimes I think, you know, if you're a lay person, right, you don't know what you don't know about a particular subject. I mean, certainly there's a lot of information online, but still, if you don't know what you don't know, you may have, you know, good sources, resources like doctors and midwives, but you may not ask the right questions. So to have someone draw that out is really great.
What I always think about now as a parent is that growing up and as an adult, you hear the phrase like, there's no instruction manual to be a parent. I almost find it being the reverse now. With the internet at our fingertips, there are almost too many parenting
manuals. Too much information.
There's too much information. Yeah. And it's almost impossible to figure out what is the most accurate, what is the most current, what is the most up to date. So that's why we work really hard to make sure that all of the information that we share with a family is reliable and evidence-based, which means that we're bringing information that's backed up by reliable research rather than being pulled off of, you know, a website that might not be able to back up any of their information and link it to actual scientific research.
We do the same thing in putting out public health information here too. And the other thing I would imagine is, you know, as you said, you know, you really try to customize your approach for each family's specific needs and challenges, which I think is really, it's not a, you know, that information and or options are not a one size fits all proposition. And it's really working with each family, which I think is really an amazing, amazing approach, really.
Yeah, it truly is.
Yeah. So, tell us how, if folks, you know, if our listeners want to know about anything that you've talked about, any aspect of your service, or maybe they just want to just have a conversation with you just to see if they, it's something that they might want to pursue. How do they go about doing that?
Yes. So we have, you can learn more about our program by visiting us online at institute.org/healthyfamiliesulster, or you can call the office. Someone's usually here at 845-339-8551.
Yeah. And this is really a great resource. I mean, who knew? I mean, I didn't know that this even existed. And so I'm so glad that you agreed to come on to Healthy Ulster Radio to talk about this. This is a really wonderful program. And you know, I really thank you and your colleagues for this great work and this great resource. We're really very fortunate to have it here in Ulster County. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us. It's a really amazing opportunity. We love what we do and we're super passionate. So anytime we have the opportunity to gush about it.
Yeah, it's very obvious that, you know, that you love what you do. And that's a huge plus. And so folks, if you're out there, if you're thinking about having a baby, you're already pregnant, or you know a family member or a young person, whomever that might be considering that or might be in that situation, give Ulster County Healthy Families a call. Caitlin and Aaron are, you know, really great people, and I'm sure their team is happy to talk with you. So you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.